if I do anything that's not of faith, the Word of God says it's sin. In fact, that scripture we just read, he said, if you don't eat what you eat in faith, that's sin. Isn't that something? So I wonder how many people sin when they eat. Probably a lot of us. When we sit down, especially as a family, when we sit down to eat, the head of the house, the man, should speak a blessing over the meal. You should never eat anything that the man does not speak the blessing over the meal. And, you know, I have all kinds of women come up here and say, well, my husband won't pray over me. He won't pray out loud at home and everything else. And I hate to think that what a bunch of wimps we have for men. You know, I mean, we got a bunch of wimps out there. You know that? I mean, anytime a man that says he's saved, that can't pray a prayer over his family, that man's a wimp when it comes to the kingdom of God. You may be 9 feet tall and weigh 300 pounds and be the biggest football player there is, but if you can't say a prayer out loud over your family, you're a wimp when it comes to spiritual things. Now, physical things, that's a different story, but that don't count. Spiritual things is what counts. That's where the power is at in life, the spiritual things. And when you take God's word and you claim his promises and you claim you have power and authority, after you have repented of your sin, knowing you're real in your repentance, don't say, well, I hope God forgive me for doing that. I had an abortion, or I committed adultery, or I lied to my mate, or I did whatever, and oh, I have so hated that I did that, and I've confessed that sin 100 times or 1,000 times. Well, you never believed you ever was forgiven. You need just to confess it one time and say it's done. It's done. Praise God. It's done. It's over. Now then, now I know that since I've repented of the sin, I now know that Jesus has redeemed me from the curse. Well, some people don't know where this is at. Let's go to Galatians 3, 13 and 14. And I want you to see that. Christ has, in other words, when it says hath, it's saying Christ has already redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through unbelief. Is that what it said? Okay, so that you might receive the promise through what?
Faith.
If you ain't got faith, are you going to get anything from God?
No way.
No way. You have got to believe his promises. So Lord, since I did that, now I've confessed it. It's done. Now then that I've confessed it, I'm redeemed from the curse. Because every time you sin, you get a curse from God. You might drive, like I say, down to Fort Worth and back every day for a month at 75 miles an hour and never get a ticket. But if you keep doing that, eventually you're going to get it, right? And I got a feeling you ain't going to make it a month. They're watching us closer than you think. In fact, to tell you how close they're watching you, I'd been out ministering to a family the other night, and I'm coming up the road up here on 1171, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and there ain't nobody nowhere, not even on the freeway. I don't even see a light on 35W. I don't see a car nowhere. I come up to 1171, and I turn right to go onto the freeway, and just as I turn right and get about halfway down there, all of a sudden, there's a set of red and blue lights flashing behind me. I thought, where did that guy come from? And so I pulled over, and a guy got in and come up there, and he says, you didn't give a signal to turn there. I said, sir, I didn't see a car nowhere as far as I can see. He looked in, he said, you're Thurman Scribner. I said, yes, sir, I'm Thurman Scribner. He said, man, I've been to one or two of your healing schools. He said, praise God, a couple of questions. So we sat there and talked till 4 o'clock in the morning. Finally, his radio went off and they needed him somewhere else. He said, oh, it's been good talking to you. I'll see you later. He said, next time when you turn, give a signal. I thought, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, not a car nowhere. But does the law say when you turn, you're supposed to use a signal?
That's right.
Did I use a signal? How many times had I done that? One time, and I got caught. One time. Could he really have given me a ticket? Sure, he could have if he'd wanted to. But I didn't get a ticket, thank goodness. As he drove off, I thought, you know, that's exactly the way the demons are. They're sitting out here in the dark, and I can't see them. They're invisible. They're everywhere. Is that right? The demons, I mean, right here in this room. There's demons in this room with us right now, I guarantee you. There is good angels, there's bad angels, there's demons, all kinds of bad beings, and all they're doing is waiting for you to sin. And when you sin, they're going to enter you just that quick. They make you sick, put pains on you, do all kinds of things to you. And see, people don't understand this. I see children all the time fighting on the street or something. And if dad was there with them, they would never do this. But two bigger boys jump on a littler boy or something and beat him up and all kinds of stuff. And they think how big we are. They think they got by with something. Huh? Your demons were watching you. And you're going to wonder why the demons enter you at different points. You're going to wonder why your life goes to hell in a handbasket as you grow up. Because you don't know that there's a spiritual set of beings watching you all the time and you don't get by with nothing. But if you walk in total obedience to God's word, and this is where we fail to teach our children these things, that if we will teach our children to walk in total obedience to God's word, stay away from people that have demons. That's where God tells you to surround yourself with godly men and women. He said, if you surround yourself with people, men or boys or girls or anything else that are wicked, I tell you what, you can't move a young man to the house with a couple of prostitutes and two or three boys that's on drugs and he live there in that house with them and him not get into sin. I mean, you'd have to be some kind of a spiritual person. I remember a young woman one time that I knew when I was in church over in Louisville. She was a great spiritual young woman. Come to church, was in Sunday school all the time, and she met this young boy. We knew he was on drugs. I told her, I said, honey, stay away from him. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I can change him. I love him. I'm going to change him. I said, honey, you wait for somebody else to change him. I said, you let some young man change him, but don't you start going with a young boy that's on drugs. I said, he will draw you aside. He will get you into drugs, and then next thing he'll have you in bed with him. I said, you believe me. I said, I know what's in that boy's heart, and it ain't good for you. She would not believe me. She continued to go with that boy, and it wasn't long. She was on drugs just like he was, and then it wasn't long till she come down with a disease that cost her her life within about 2 years. She died as a young woman. I tried to tell her, surround yourself with godly young men and women. If you want to be blessed, you can't hang out with the scum of the world. You know that? People that are lying to you, cheating you, and using you, taking you for granted, you cannot hang out with those kind of people. They will draw you back into sin, and you will wind up on drugs and alcohol just like some of them are. Well, I'll tell you what. I learned that lesson a long time ago, and I don't hang out with that kind of people. That's why I have very few friends. If I got a friend, I guarantee you're a godly friend if you're my friend. I don't hang out with you or nothing else if you're an ungodly person. I ain't going to have much association with you because I don't want what you got. I don't want your sickness. I don't want your disease. I don't want your drugs. I want to walk in obedience to God's word and I want to be blessed, don't you? But that's what God told us to do. So if we do that, if we walk in obedience to his word and we've repented of our sin, then it says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That means he's already paid the price. He is worthy because he's already paid the price for you and me. Just think of the people in the world that has not realized that Jesus died for their sin. And they don't believe that he did it. So they're not saved. Although Jesus did it and the gift is free to them, and all they got to do is accept it and believe it, and then they can walk in it. And then as they do, they can live the abundant life that Christ provided on the earth right now. But if you don't know it or you don't believe it, although he paid the price, I see Jesus now following us around with a ticket. Here is your ticket for abundant life, health, prosperity, no sickness, no disease. And we say, we don't want it. I don't want it. It's free, he says. I don't want it. Boy, are we stupid. I mean, here it's ours. And all we got to do is say, Lord, I'll take it. You're worthy. He embraces you and he comes into you and you become his child. And of course, now, the more I've learned and the greater my faith becomes, the easier it becomes to get demons out. It really is. You know, when you realize who these things are and how much power you have over them, anytime a pain or anything comes on you, you tell it where to go in the name of Jesus. You say, Lord, if there's any kind of sin, if I've committed any kind of sin that's bringing this pain on my body, I repent. Lord, if I need to know what it is that's causing this pain on my body, Lord, show me. and I will be happy to repent, and I'll never do it again. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command this spirit of pain that's on my body to leave me and to go away in the name of Jesus. Or the spirit of crippling or whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, I command that to leave. And what's it going to have to do? It's going to have to go. Wow. We're going to continue on how to change people. How to change them by prayer. Your weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And you can use those weapons on anybody. And before we close, I'll tell you a story that I used those weapons on an 85-year-old man a few years ago. His daughter had been ministering to Daddy for years trying to get him to come to the kingdom of God. And he didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. She came to one of my healing schools one day, and she said, "Thurman, if I even mention the name of Jesus to my daddy, he cusses me out and tells me to get out of the blankety-blank house." She said, "He's mean." I said, "Let's go to the throne of grace for your daddy. I'm going to use the weapons that we have." We went to the throne of grace. We worshiped and praised the Lord. And then I took authority over the spirits that's blinding his mind and commanded them to leave him and stop blinding his mind to the truth of the Word of God. Then I asked the Father in Jesus' name to send a mighty Holy Spirit into his body and begin to convict him of sin and draw him into the kingdom of God and gloriously save him. I said, "Lord, since he's 85 years old, he's never known you. I said, when you save him, I ask you to do such an awesome job that you fill him with the mighty Holy Spirit with the gift of tongues." I said, "Lord, do that to him." It was only a few weeks. She called me and she said, "Thurman, the most glorious thing happened today. My daddy just come under conviction. He got saved and he's accepted Jesus and he's speaking in tongues." She said, "He owns a big ranch down in South Texas," and said, "I called our veterinary, which is a good Christian. He's witnessed to Dad a lot. Dad throws him out too. Don't want nothing to do." He said, "I called him and said, you know, Dad just got saved." And he come in and he saw my dad there praising the Lord, hands raised, speaking in tongues and everything else. And he said, "If I hadn't seen this with my own eyes, I would never have believed this."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "It is a Spiritual Issue," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.